church and community. PAC will empower the listeners through edifying inner city communities, through creating businesses and economic redevelopment opportunities, returning at-risk people and offenders to positive social, rational, and financial living conditions through transformed thinking. It's time to chat with PAC. For more information, visit us at ipeet@jaom.org.
Chat with PAC every Saturday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. here on 1520 KYND. The views and opinions expressed on KYND 1520 Talk programs are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its owners, management, other hosts, or advertisers. Show topics on this station may include conversations on any lifestyle, belief, religion, political affiliation, or other personal practices. KYND, a Synergy Broadcasting Company. KYND, Cypress, Houston.
A Synergy Broadcasting Company.
Your kind of talk. Your kind of music.
Your kind of radio.
The powerful 1520.
Welcome to the Chat with PAC radio broadcast. I'm your host, Yuri Solomon, along with our president and founder, Wilford Dorton, and a host of other pastors that are sharing with us today. We want to just jump back into the conversations that we've been having in previous weeks about changing the inner city one family at a time. That's what we're all about. That's the theme of our broadcast. We're going to take some time and let pastors and preachers introduce themselves.
Hello again, this is Pastor Crowder. Missed y'all last week, but I'm Pastor Crowder of Club Creek New Life Community Baptist Church, 8109 Creek Bend, Houston, Texas, Southwest Houston.
I'm Harry Coles. Good afternoon and welcome back. We Cooper's Bible Fellowship, 2600 Chew Street, Houston, Texas, 77020. Welcome.
I'm Pastor Darden, and I'm with Harry. Cooper's Bible Fellowship, Houston, Texas, 2600 Chews, 77020.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm Yuri Solomon, pastor of the New Life Baptist Church over in Sunnyside, right off of Wilmington and Cullen, 4714 Wilmington Street, Houston, Texas, 77033. All right, we've been talking about the leadership in the home, interacting with the various mindsets that are in the home, and there are several mindsets. I'm gonna call on Pastor Crowder to tell us about the various mindsets, to kind of review us when you're trying to impact and make a difference in the home. What are you gonna run into as we've talked about it?
Well, there are several things you can run into. Number one, you can run into a religious mindset. You run into a thuggish mindset. Religious mindset really doesn't have much to do with God, but it's a personal religion, runs by rules and regulations. Thuggish mindset, that deals with a whole mentality we see. You know, kind of long to go into that, but you can run into thuggish mindsets, which is violence and hip hop music and drugs and then
you got secular.
Secular mindset. Kind of had a blank there. You then got the secular mindset. Then what you have is the kingdom mindset, which is what we are trying to move everybody towards, is a kingdom mindset and understanding things in a kingdom way.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now when I want to particular, because we focused on the thuggish mindset, and of course I get kickbacks. By the way, you can join our conversation. Let me say that. You can join our conversation at 832-230-5592. You can join our conversation usually at the midpoint. In the 30 minutes in the broadcast, we'll start taking phone calls. So we would love to hear from you. So we've been talking about the thuggish mindset, and you know, I had some reservations with some people who felt like using the word thug was, you know, we shouldn't do that. Can we kind of talk about that word thug?
Well, you know, if we look at the word thug, most there's a negative connotation on it, which, you know, it really is. But you can have a thug can be in different places. You can have a thug wearing a suit. You can have a thug blue collar. It depends on the mindset, on what people think about a criminal mindset, small things, hip hop culture. So it's not necessarily saggy pants, but it can be just a mindset that is out for self, not concerned with God, and really not concerned with others.
Right, and we define that as a disregard for law and order, or a disregard for rules, a disregard for authority figures.
Right.
And so technically, somebody that's at work that doesn't want to do what the boss says do is operating in a thuggish mentality.
Right.
When he sets the rule.
If I can do this, you know, it's part of the philosophy is kind of based on Underworld. I just want to read this passage out of our book, Sharing Love with Thugs, which you can find on our webpage, which we'll mention that later. But the Underworld philosophy is a worldview or way of thinking that is agnostic, illegal, and immoral, is organized and emerged from the purpose of vice. Language of this worldview is vulgar, profane, and slang. So you can see how that lines up with Thuggish and Snare. It's rebellion, get over, and get rich quick. So like you said, that could be a person on their job who doesn't want to do what the boss says, who's trying to get over, wanting to get rich quick.
I think we might need to take it a little different, because thuggishness is a consciousness.
Mm. Right.
It thinks that way of living is a norm.
Right.
The guy on the that's just kind of having an argument with the boss might not be thuggish.
Okay.
They just might be having a bad day. Thuggishness is where I consciously believe that moving against anything that's law is a norm.
Yeah.
So when I see the police, when you can watch inner city thuggish behavior, because once one has that perspective, you've seen them. A policeman can pass by, and they'll duck down in the front seat of the car, not done anything wrong.
Right.
Because it's a mindset.
Right.
Because it thinks it's supposed to duck.
Right.
It's not about whether they're involved in it. It's a conscious awareness, and it's a part of their identity.
Mm.
It is who they are.
Right.
And so if you don't move that consciousness, you're not going to be able to bring any kind of morality toward it.
All right.
Because... And so that's why a secular system that has no law, that has nothing but law, it's legal but immoral, its only conclusion is to put them in jail or to take them off the streets, because they can't change the consciousness. Mm. So they're going to remove them from the streets so they can keep peace on the streets.
All right.
And so when you see the confrontation that's going on with black-on-black crime, it's because thuggishness can't stand for someone to get over on it, because it has a get over philosophy. It is a mentality of getting over. And so if someone gets over on the person that adheres to this mindset, there's an anger that comes out of it, because its self-worth doesn't want anyone to get over on it. And so it's a little bit deeper than just trying to, and it is true that thuggishness is everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you see it in mafia. You see it. Boys in the Hood was a good picture of it. New Jack City was another picture of it. These are pictures of that behavior, because that behavior is a consciousness, not just something they've decided to do. And that consciousness comes out of our discussion today, the hindsight damage. And that hindsight damage is caused from something that was dealt to them in their foundational years.
Okay, great. So you've You led us up to really talking about what we're talking about.
You see, I took that note while I was running. I've been running.
All right. So it may be even fair to say it's going to be pretty hard for a thug mentality to keep a job, even.
That's right. Because the processing is it processes getting over.
Yeah.
Processes game. It's gonna run game because it's a part of the nature. It's gonna try to get over because it's part of the nature. And if you don't bring it into a system where the whole thing is dealt with, it won't change. So if you stand on the corner and say pull up your pants, it's not a pull up the pants issue because pants is a part of the identity.
Right.
But you'll find if you talk to them, for example, I just left a Bible study where a guy was a true thug. Some things happened, and he decided somebody introduced Christ to him out of our class.
All right.
Now, he took the class probably the last class in 2015 to show you the time it takes to change the mindset. Well, he struggled with both the new mindset in Christ and the old thuggish mindset, and then he asked for me to meet with him today.
Okay.
In the class today, as I watched the transition from one mindset to the other, you could see that his pants was already pulled up. I didn't have to tell him to do it. Because the new consciousness brings its own identity.
All right.
The old consciousness, thug consciousness, it's the value set, if it's in the hood, has one thing. But if I'm a thug, if I'm a $1 million thug or Al Capone type of thug, it's different because I dress differently.
Yeah,
but I'm still selling drugs on the street, but I'm gonna run it like an organized crime,
right?
Not something that's so it has various views. Those of us who are angry with the idea about thuggishness has to have a mind change because that's what we're dealing with,
right?
And if we are angry because we bring into the streets what's out there, you need to listen to the show because your anger is not going to change it.
All right.
And you go to Chicago and watch the killings. You can stand on the street corner and ask them to stop killing all day. This won't happen. Unless that consciousness is removed, it's not going to stop.
But how am I not going to be angry?
You can be angry but sin not. But my anger is not going to come a part of a heart that's already been bruised and upset, of a wounding from respected authority figures that I thought should be able to do some things, but they didn't do it.
Mm.
We talk about our divorce and how a child wants the parents to stay together, but they don't come back together.
Right.
Now I'm angry and I want to hurt somebody, but who am I going to hurt?
Okay, now let you slip into that. So let's frame it.
Okay,
we're talking about the leader in the house dealing and interacting with people that are in the house, and particularly, we've been dwelling on the thuggish mentality. So and we're talking about the fact that now the leader has to recognize and observe. We talked about the leader not operating in the flesh, that the leader not being per se reactive in the flesh, but rather to be able to observe and really look at and observe what's going on with the person. And we talk about it in the way of saying that there's something called hindsight, insight, and foresight. Can we talk about what that means, hindsight, insight, foresight?
Sure. So the perspective is to have no drama in the home, because drama anywhere is counterproductive.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. So you can't have drama on the job. You can't have drama in the church. You can't have drama anywhere because it's counterproductive. So when you take a look at drama in the home, someone must set up the total or the dominant influence that causes drama to go away. And so the leader in the home must demonstrate a no-drama perspective in the home before that can be applied. Now, because there are more than one worldview in the home, there's going to be a clashing because the worldviews don't chive together. If I'm thuggish, I don't leave home till 10, and I'm coming home at 4 or 5, but anyone else is asleep at 4 or 5. And so to tell the person not to come in at 4 or 5 in the morning because you're resting, and then to discover the other person has no respect for what you say and they're coming in, that's going to cause a clashing, and it's going to cause drama. So the question is, how do you address that and in such a way that it brings peace and harmony and no drama in the home on multiple levels?
Right.
So one is to go ahead and assess and to lay out what the rule is, be in by whatever time. That would be the rule. Now, to whatever degree there's mutual respect in the home, the rule will be obeyed. But thuggishness, because it doesn't process what it wants to do from a socially acceptable perspective, it's going to do what it wants to do. And the pain in the wound we talked about last week causes insensitivity.
Right.
It's insensitive to what you're saying. It doesn't care about you sleeping. It doesn't care about you resting. It's insensitive to your need for rest. It's insensitive to what you said. So out of that insensitivity, it's really going to set up its own directives. And those directives are going to come against what you've said to see what you're going to do. And once that happens, the person who is the spiritual leader in the home must be able to address it in such a way that those rules and regulations are respected. There's a couple of ways you can say it. In my place, I say it twice. I say it the first time just in case you didn't get it, and I say it the second time to show you I meant it.
Okay. But we're going to get ready to go to break, and what we want to do when we come back, is look at this issue of hindsight and talk more about dealing with that. And I want to remind you that you're listening to the Chat with Pac radio broadcast. You can learn more about us on the World Wide Web at Chat with Pac. Pac is P-A-K, chatwithpac.org. So you can go visit us.
You're listening to the Chat with Pac radio broadcast. We'll be back right after this.
KYND 1520, KYNDradio.com.
Do you know what time it is?
Yes, it's Gulfgate time. It's Saturday, a great time to shop. But wait, tomorrow is Sunday, the best day to buy.
Come get your best deal and free food on Sunday from 10 until 8.
Only at Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 7250 Gulf Freeway, or call 281-477-6767.
It's Gulfgate time.
Attention churches and nonprofit organizations. Dawson Chemical and Janitorial Supply Company has all the chemicals and janitorial supplies you need. Toilet tissue, paper towels, trash can liners, styrofoam cups, plates, and more. They also offer churches and nonprofit organizations 10% discounts and free same-day delivery. So give us a call today at 713-697-7137. Mr. Dawson has been supplying Houston area large and small congregations for over 36 years and has 3 area locations to serve all of your paper, chemical, and janitorial supply needs. Dawson Chemical also sells commercial janitorial equipment, buffers, vacuum cleaners, steam cleaners, wet and dry vacs, and more. We also repair all types of janitorial equipment and provide a full line of pest control for your do-it-yourself convenience. So give us a call today at 713-697-7137 and let Dawson Chemical meet all of your paper and chemical supply needs. Again, call us at 713-697-7137. We look forward to your call. Any church that spends $100 will get a $25 gift certificate that can be used with your current purchase.
You're listening to the Chat with Pac radio broadcast. Pac stands for Pastors Advancing the Kingdom. For more information, visit us on the World Wide Web at ip.jaom.org. That's ipeet.jaom.org. And remember, we're changing the inner city, one family at a time.
Coming up Monday on Showbiz and Company.
Uh-oh, it's the weekend.
It's the weekend, baby.
everybody. This is Showbiz Mosaic. Listen, have a great weekend. And then Monday morning.
What's trending? The morning meme, the Facebook friend of the day, showbiz news and more.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Dre, Shawnee D, Ebony D, Lady BG. We got a lot of D's and B's, but it's an A show. Showbiz and Company, 1520 KYNDRadio.com.
Showbiz and Company.
Weekday mornings, 6 to 9 a.m.
Houston's alarm clock.
Wake up!
On 1520 KYND. From Kingwood to Katy. On the air everywhere.
Everywhere.
The powerful 1520.
Welcome back to the Chat with Pack radio broadcast. That was my son that took us out on the last break. We're getting him acclimated.
Discipleship is everything. I
want to remind you that you can call us and join this conversation. We're talking to you. Want you to talk back to us at the half point. We're going to pick up the phone. If you're on it, we're going to talk to you. 832-230-5592. 832-230-5592. I want to remind you can learn more about us at Chat with Pack. Pack is P-A-K, chatwithpack.org. You can go there and find more about us. Also, you can find out about some materials that we offer that in relationship to the things we're talking to and to the classes we offer. You can also find out about the classes we offer if you go to our website. Tell us about the materials, a couple of materials we have.
Pastor Solomon, some of the material we have. What we have is we've got a book called Second Adam, which we know the first Adam failed in the garden. But then we have the book, The Second Adam, that comes back, which we have our great example, Jesus as the second Adam, that shows us that how all men are supposed to live. Then we have Sharing with Thugs, where one of the things we talked about, you got to understand the consciousness of it, as Pastor Darden put it. And then it shows you how to look at it, understand it, and work through it. Then also we have a book called Health Relationships, Developing Powerful and Productive Families Who Advance the Kingdom of God, where we have families that are changed that advance the kingdom. You can find all this on our website. If you go to our website,
chatwithpack.org, P-A-K, pack.org. Actually, you can download those from the website in PDF form. Get that information and actually work through us through the show. Follow us along the show.
All right, great. I like that Second Adam's. Some of you fellas out there, and you're trying to figure out your manhood and yeah. how to be the leader that is effective. Well, I want to tell you, if you're operating in that first Adam, it's not going to work.
Not going to work.
You need the other one. Work. There's another Adam. All right, we've been talking about this hindsight, insight, foresight. Now let's first define what hindsight is, what insight is, and then what foresight is, and how they work together.
Okay, so I'm going to try to do this. Hindsight is the part of the memory that is the positive and negative aspect of the memory that causes you to respond in such a way that you are healthy. If the positive and negative component of the memory is healthy, that means when you think about things from your past, nothing that comes up causes you to have a heavy reflection on it.
Mm.
So, for example, if a lady has been molested, in the memory, it's going to cause a wounding, and it's going to damage the hindsight. And so whenever the person tries to move forward with any kind of insight, it's going to be tough for them to get it because the hindsight is damaged. And so until that person can forgive or deal with whomever has damaged that hindsight, it's tough for them to move forward. So remember, the memory causes pleasure and pain to the decision making. So if it's time for me to make a decision and pleasure is there, it's easy for me to move forward with the decision.
All right.
But if it's time for me to make a decision and there's pain, then it's a slow progression toward that next decision. It's one of the reasons we used to get whippings when we would do wrong. Right. Because they were putting pain to the bad decision.
Yeah.
If they put pain to the bad decision, you don't go back to that decision as quickly. Because in the hindsight, you're going to have a total recall. You're going to get a total recall, and that recall is going to be a reflection upon that next decision. You remember when they used to say, it's hot, don't touch that, it's hot, and then they would tap your hand. Tapping the hand, along with the idea of hot, is going to be lodged in the hindsight.
Right.
So when it's time for you to go touch it again, tapping the hand and hot is supposed to come before you touch it.
Right.
And that is supposed to retard your progression toward touching it again. Right. It's how it's supposed to work. If that happens, the hindsight is healthy because the hindsight is operating like it should.
Right.
But if the hindsight is damaged because something in my past didn't go as well, or something in my past causes me to be bitter from a child, then that damaged hindsight won't allow me to move forward in my decision making. So the insight that I need for life is going to come to me slower because I can't get the proper insight for issues because I am too busy reflecting in toward my hindsight.
Now, for instance, let's say you went on and touched the oven and you got burnt. You might not ever want to go in the kitchen again.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Or I might blow up the stove because there's some dysfunction happening there.
Mm-hmm.
If I can, and so what, and that's what we're trying. It's really my point. When we start to take a look at thuggishness, that dysfunction comes out of this not being able to assess the hindsight damage.
And we commonly call it being wounded.
It is a wound.
Yeah.
And so when we take a look at that, the insight that we need to lead, we can't get because I'm still dealing with the woundings from my hindsight. Now, if we go into the hindsight woundings, we do three. Mental wounds, spiritual wounds, and emotional wounds. And so the woundings deal, let's do a mental wound. So a person comes in and, you know, they say you're stupid, stupid, you're always stupid, and you're going to be stupid, stupid. Well, the word stupid is not a word that's wounded.
Yeah.
Okay, and so the person who initially called me stupid, all I have to do is to see them with a mental wound.
Yeah.
Because when I see them, it presses my memory.
Yeah.
And the hindsight brings up the imagery, and I see you calling me stupid.
Yeah.
You don't have to have your mouth open. My mental picture in seeing you will press the wound.
Right.
So some people really don't recognize that they can't get to solid insight because they can't get past seeing the person that wounded them. And so unless that hindsight, the mental hindsight damage is dealt with, they won't be able to move forward to get clear insight.
Right.
Because they still, it's kind of like driving in the rear, looking in the rear view mirror.
And the challenge of that is that a lot of people don't recognize how subtle that can be in the subconscious.
It's right. And it causes people to hate people.
Right.
It just causes, and so some people will call it racism when it may not be racism.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It may just be the person that harmed you so badly was a certain race.
Right.
But when they are just angry at that person, someone else can hear that anger and think they're racist, and they may not be. The mental wounding is so severe that unless it's addressed directly and called a mental wound, you can't see it in your subconscious.
Right.
And when you can't see it, you don't recognize it's there, and it'll never heal.
Now, we want to talk more about hindsight, but tell us about what insight is. Define that.
Well, spiritually speaking, insight is when God actually speaks. It's when the biblical reasoning from Scripture comes down into your processing so that you can pick up on what the Scripture is saying that you should do. For example, the Bible says, pray for your enemies, for example. Okay, so you wound me. Well, if I have a healthy hindsight and you wound me, then pray for your enemies can come through insight. When I'm trying to really
rather than do
really
you.
Figure out what I'm going to do with you. And so now if I'm in the spirit, that word is going to come down and say, pray for your enemy. And I'm going to say, Lord, you really need to get me out of here because I want to do something to him, which is my prayer. Right. But if my hindsight is damaged, I'm going to come out of the severity of the damage. And I'm going to respond out of my own nature in such a way that I now want to hurt you because you hurt me. And that's really the cause of everything. Hurt people hurt people. And we talk about that all the time. But when my hindsight is healed and my mental wound is now healthy, then when I have that issue, insight will tell me what to do to maintain the peace that we want so that we have no drama. And the clear foresight, which is next, is going to be the picture that I want in my home. If I'm going to have peace and I just want to see everybody around the table, let's say, that may be my clear foresight vision, that we go back to the table and eat like a family, let's say. Well, you know, if thuggishness doesn't want to be around Christ and we have these issues, then clear foresight is the perspective or the agenda that I'm driving toward.
Right.
And when I get everyone around the table, that clear foresight objective will have happened.
Okay. So that's the motivation. That's the prize.
Right. And so each family leader will have their own clear foresight objective that they want their entire family to participate in. Let's go to emotional wounding. Mm-hmm. Well, my emotions have been wounded. That's when I tell a story all the time. Tell a story all the time that when I first met my wife, we was a slow dragging in a party.
Yeah.
In a garage.
All right.
That's old school.
It was old school. Oh,
that's old
school.
Right. That's
and old this school song, this now. Song, this song, Linda Ronstadt song. Smokey Robinson singing now. Ooh, baby, baby. But that song has an is registered in my hindsight.
Yeah.
And that event is registered in my hindsight. And so whenever that song comes on,
yeah,
it doesn't matter where I am, that song's going to take me back to that event emotionally. Now, if there is an emotional wounding, let's say, now someone was so, I'm going to let y'all in, but I'm not going to stay too long. There was a lady that I was kind of liking,
the famous trash.
Well, I'm not gonna tell y'all that. I'm gonna tell you that. She quit me. She quit me. She used to go to Miss Gasman. She quit me, and I cried in the phone booth.
Oh,
right?
Man.
Yeah, man. Everybody knows now.
Everybody.
Right. So everybody knows now. Right. Okay. And so. And so every time this particular song comes on, the phone booth that I was in and cried in returns because it's in my hindsight. Does it make sense?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so, and now, so one day I was with my wife when I saw the girl that quit me. And I was really glad to see her because, you know, I did a lot better.
Yeah.
I gotta say. Right. But anyway. But as we passed, my hindsight was healed.
Yeah.
And the reason we can talk about it now is because I know the emotional part of my hindsight is healed. I don't have tears anymore because of the event. Because when the memory presses the hindsight, there is no pain.
Right.
So you know you're healed when there is no pain from it.
Mm.
So when we talk about thuggishness has insensitivity because there's still pain in the hindsight.
Yeah.
Right.
And when it sees something, it can either be mentally or emotionally. It's going to press the memory and the pain is going to surface. And then finally, spiritual damage in the hindsight deals when someone wants, primarily when someone has cancer, they want their loved one to live, and they do the confessing, asking God to heal them, and the person dies.
Yeah.
Then there's a pain, a spiritual pain in the hindsight. Or someone goes to church with this certain expectation, and then they're wounded by someone in the church, and they never return to church. There's a spiritual wounding in the hindsight. So whenever church comes up, the memory presses that wound.
Yeah.
And the pain from the last event's going to come back, and the person is going to revisit the same idea of not attending church.
Yeah.
So unless that hindsight is healed, unless we address that issue, the insight that's going to lead me back to church, or the insight that's going to lead me to God, or it's going to lead me to a healthier lifestyle, would not return.
So we call that being bad with God.
Bad with God.
Bad with God. So, Pastor, can I ask you, so would that mean if somebody has a damaged, possibly hindsight, if a conversation comes up that you don't know about, you're talking about something, and all of a sudden they get mad with you because we're talking about something that you thought was just a conversation, but it becomes something that made them angry.
Yeah. That's right. It's buzzwords.
Buzzword
pain. Yeah. For example, when I use the analogy about stupid.
Yeah.
So this person's damaged because someone called them stupid, but you and someone else are sitting next to them.
Yeah.
And the word stupid comes out.
Yeah.
The person, this other person doesn't have to be involved in your conversation.
Yeah.
And still be wounded by the word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And they can even act out.
They probably, to whatever degree the pain's there.
Yeah.
And so when we see that kind of thing, just think about, you know, how many people may be in your daily surroundings that has all this damage.
Yeah. Man.
Just think about it. And so being able to get things healthy, remember our objective is to have a healthy family initiative.
Mm.
And the reason we have the hindsight, insight, foresight conversation, which is 90% of our work, is so that to get everyone inside to recognize the wounding.
Yeah.
Right. All right, great. Harry, we're getting ready to go to break. Tell us about the classes that we offer on our campuses.
Right. We offer 8-week courses of curriculum, which deals with the basic principles of working with our hindsight and getting prepared to go into the job market, as you would say, and then 4 weeks in transition to help us to further with character development. Those are the classes we have. We have a couple of classes going on now. One at the main campus, 2600 Chew Street. We have one on the Southwest campus down on, what's that, Wilmington?
Windswept.
Windswept. 8734 Windswept Lane.
Abundant Harvest Church.
Abundant Harvest. And we have one going on now, also just started, with a group of women in Mission Yahweh.
Great. I want to tell you, if you come to these classes, you will not be the same. You will think differently. You will look at life differently. Come on to the classes. Here's my son.
You're listening to the Chat with Pack Radio broadcast. We'll be back right after this.
Your kind of talk. 1520 KYND.
Join Pastor Suzette and Kirby John Caldwell in Houston, Texas, October 19th through October 22nd for the 20th Annual Prayer Explosion Conference. It's powerful, explosive, and spiritually anointed. It's not for the faint of heart. You don't want to miss this. Prayer Explosion speakers include ESPN's Chris Broussard, Dr. David Ireland, Bishop Michael Pitt, Pastor John Gray, Pastor Paula White, Dr. Matthew Stevenson, Evangelist Joyce Rogers, Bishop Raphael Green, Dr. Leonard Sweet, Prophetess Pamela Kent, plus much, much more. Be there as the Caldwells celebrate 20 years leading in prayer. Don't miss the opening night celebration, October 19th through 22nd at the Kingdom Builder Center, 6011 West Orem Drive. To register and get more information, go to prayerinstitute.com. That's prayerinstitute.com or call 713-726-2522.
Coming up Monday on Showbiz and Company.
Uh-oh, it's the weekend.
It's the weekend, baby.
Everybody, this is Showbiz Mosaic. Listen, have a great weekend. And then Monday morning.
What's trending? The morning meme, the Facebook friend of the day, Showbiz News and more.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Dre, Shawnee D, Ebony D, Lady BG. We got a lot of D's and B's, but it's an A show. Showbiz and Company, 1520 KYNDRadio.com.
Showbiz and Company.
Weekday mornings, 6 to 9 a.m.
Houston's alarm clock.
Wake up!
On 1520 KYND.
Hi, this is Pastor Uri Solomon. We all go through hurts, pains, and sorrows in life. But there's nothing like when that pain meets its purpose, and no one can tell you that purpose but Jesus Christ. I want to invite you to tune in to the New Life Radio broadcast every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. right here on KYND 1520 a.m. And remember, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Hello, this is Fred Hoyer coming to you from Volkswagen of Woodland, located on I-45 North at exit 79A on the feeder. This month at Volkswagen of Woodland, VW Jetta, $129 a month, VW Passat, $219 a month. Call Laura Williams today at 936-321-6500, 936-321-6500. Remember, when you purchase a new or pre-owned car from Volkswagen of Woodland and Laura Williams, you receive a 40-inch flat screen TV with your purchase. Also, come check out our new Mega Used Car Center at Volkswagen of the Woodlands. From Ford trucks, Ram trucks, Nissans, Hondas, Toyotas, Mercedes, BMW, you name it, we have it at Volkswagen of Woodlands. So call Laura Williams today at 936-321-6500. Good credit, bad credit, not a problem. Give Laura a call today and let her make it happen for you at Volkswagen of the Woodlands. Open Saturdays.
Call Laura Williams at Volkswagen of the Woodlands, 936-321-6500. 36 monthly, 10,000 miles per year, 2,300 new and shiny. Volkswagen of the Woodlands, another Bayway company. From the Woodlands to Warden. On the air everywhere.
Everywhere.
The powerful 1520.
Best believe she hardly gets a penny. Living just enough.
Welcome back to the Chat with Pack Radio broadcast. And we want to remind you that you can learn more about us. You can obtain material that we offer. Simply go to chatwithpack.org, and you can find out a whole lot about us, and you can get materials that we offer. You wanted to say something else about the materials, Pastor Cross?
Well, I just wanted to let people know that as we're having our conversation, I know you've been listening to where you've got that, what Pastor Darden talked about, that buzzword. And we know, if we tell the truth, we know it's many people. That there are certain things that happen. It's not really the person they're talking to that makes them mad. It's something they said that's deep in their consciousness or in their hindsight. And so I'm saying this to say that it will be great for you to go to our website. And we have this material available for you, because all we want is for people to get free. And we're sharing the kingdom. So you can go to our website and get these books that we make available for you. There's a full list of them. And you can also take the classes. Just want to emphasize that.
Yeah.
That you listening, those of you listening, can see the importance of having this material in your hand.
Again, chatwithpack.org. Now, you also can call our offices, find out about these classes, 713-784-6055. Call our office and find out about the class if you're interested in taking them. Listen, guess what? The cost is absolutely free. Freely we receive, freely we give. Now, we've been talking about the hindsight damage, the pain, the wounds, whatever term you want to use to talk about the issues that keep a person from moving forward. moving forward that keep them from operating in life the way God would have them to function, or that's bringing a favorite word of ours, dysfunction, to their life. Now let's talk about, let's say if a person is experiences, they recognize it here in this broadcast, how can they begin to operate, to work on their own issues? And secondly, obviously we're talking about the spiritual leader. We are also saying what a spiritual leader is helping other people with.
Well, the first thing we have to recognize is that the hindsight damage is probably first and foremost the reason behind drug addiction, because so many people go to drugs to cope with the inner pain. Mm. And so once we have the drug addiction causes a pleasure that causes the person to bypass the processing of that pain.
Mm.
And so you may have more than just the hindsight issue if you have drug addiction, because drug addiction, for the most part, is the coping mechanism. Or sexual addiction would be the coping mechanism.
Right, I was going to say any addiction
or chocolate.
Because since we're we often talk about the fact that Satan uses addictions in order to paralyze.
That's right.
The believer.
So getting it, returning to functional order, just because it's God's idea, and then working through your five areas: your personal, your family, your career, your church, and community. Those areas is what God has given you, so that you can take dominion over it, or you can rule through it, or that you would put Jesus Christ in all of it.
Right, now let's briefly talk about that. The five areas are the kingdom.
The five areas of the kingdom.
And the kingdom operates in relationships.
Right.
And so we're talking about those five areas: personal,
family, career, church, and community. Those five areas everyone has that they are supposed to be operating in.
And if you're not operating in those in a functional way, in a prosperous way,
you will operate in them from a dysfunctional way or non-prosperous way. You will have them either way.
So is it fair to say that right there is the check engine light?
It's the check engine light. Go on.
That's a good term.
That's I like that light. And you know what? I was driving with my check engine light. Something's wrong. I should take it and get that light cut off.
That's a good example, though, because you can still drive with the check engine light on. Yeah. But something wrong, but folks are still driving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
That's a good one, you.
So the healing can come when we first recognize that the damage comes from some sort of sin. We don't like to talk about it, but it's some sort of sin. Someone has decided they're not going to do what God said needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And we have to realize that when God puts something in place so that people can love one another in such a way that we get along, that's his whole reason for being. So, and relationships, spiritual relationships, are to never be torn up. You should never throw them away. That's why when you watch in all of our relationships, Jesus says, I'll never leave you or forsake you.
Yes.
He says, I will be with you always. When you get married, you say, until death do us part. Because from God's perspective, relationship, everything happens through relationships.
Mm.
When Satan comes in, he destroys relationship. I don't like you, so we don't talk. And the more we don't do things, the more we separate, the more we need other people to feel, when we really wouldn't have to do that if we just kept our relationships intact. Now, let me just say this in passing. There are various types of relationships.
Right.
I'm not saying that all of them should be intimate relationships, but they should always be from the point to where there's, you know, so we do, you have acquaintance relationships, you have friendship, you have influential relationships, you have relationships you have respect with. These are various types of relationships, and you should never destroy them. Even if an acquaintance relationship, you may not have a close tie to them, but high and by is good. And if I need a nickel, acquaintance relationship will get that for me. Because without relationships, nothing can happen. And so now when we take a look at thuggishness coming in, it abuses relationships. It's like a parasite.
Yeah.
It just sucks the blood out of it until it's dead. And it really doesn't have any sense of purpose or moral toward it.
Right.
It doesn't care if it ever gets up because it's insensitive toward it. And when you see that in human beings, it has to be addressed. And so what we do culturally is say, that's not us, when it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be said. It's not a negative, it's a reality.
Yeah.
And we can't get to helping our boys until we face that reality. And when we say sharing love with thugs, how do we love them enough to bring them out of it?
Right.
Is what we're talking about. And when I recognize that thuggishness is a consciousness that he has, all I need to do is live in such a way that the consciousness that I have is more of a desire than the one, the consciousness that I see is more of a desire than the one that I have.
Right.
For example, I had taken some boys out of an apartment complex, doing some ministry to them, took them to Pearland to play ball. And as long as they were winning, it was fine. But when they started losing, before they could close out with that last shot, one of the boys hit the other guy on the team with the ball. Because if he hit him and they took and they would begin the fight, the other team couldn't win.
Yeah.
He did all of that because they couldn't lose.
Yeah.
So I stopped it, and I was going to take them to Burger King just so I could talk to them as a team. Let me tell you what they did. When they walked in, and it was in Pearland, we walked in Burger King. Two guys walked up to the counter and got a cup, two cups. They took the two cups and they asked for water. They took the two cups and gave it to two more of their friends. The two friends walked over to the drink dispenser and started getting Sprite.
Lord.
The two at the counter was talking to like they were going to order, so the people behind the counter wasn't looking at the ones at the Sprite. These boys wasn't 11, 12 years old.
Got game.
That's thuggishness.
Yeah.
So I said to them, if you get Sprite, you're going to pay for it. And they told me to be quiet because Burger King had enough money to pay for it. That's thuggishness.
That's thuggishness. Yeah, that's thuggishness.
It's insensitive to the fact that Burger King got to pay for that. and so how am I going to say? And so now I look like I'm going to be a snitch. Because I said to them, and then I said, that's not how life works.
Right.
You have to pay for that drink. And I'm not going to pay for it if you decide to steal it, because that's what you're doing. So when we brought it out, we can sit down and have that discussion. But here's my point. Those boys were brought up out of the hood. They thought that was normal until
right.
I verbally said, we don't do that.
Right. Can I say this, Pastor Jordan? They thought it was normal because I've been in McDonald's, I've been in Burger King's, and I've actually seen mothers do that. And I'm not just on one occasion. I've seen on several occasions where a mother would ask for a cup of water and go straight to the machine with the child, 7, 8, 10 years
yep.
old, and get a drink instead of getting water. So it comes out of the culture. It's taught in the culture.
Right.
And we have to address it as spiritual leaders because it's still stealing. And so when we begin to do that, sometimes we as adults have been culturally insensitive to what moral behavior should be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we can put a religious label on it if we like, but the Bible calls it stealing, and it's a sin. So now when we come to address it as an issue, it's not a negative as much as it's a reality. And what we need to call attention to is the reality, because we as a people have a lot of dignity in our history.
Right.
In our history. Mom and dads would slap you around 4 or 5 times you stole something.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was not allowed
not
in our
allowed
history.
At all.
Yeah.
And so now the dignity that we have as a people has now been somewhat, what? What's the word?
Watered down.
Watered down.
Lost. Marred.
And as if that's all right. And it should not be, because we are seeking that dignity when we do Black Lives Matter. What was Black Lives Matter saying?
Right.
that we said all lives are mattering. Well, how does that look when we're killing one another?
Right.
And I'm not talking about it from the perspective that the right-wing people said. I'm talking about from the perspective of if my son is participating in thuggishness, he's dead when he's there. And so as a leader, I don't want him participating in that, so I have to get involved in removing thuggishness from his consciousness.
Yeah. Right.
By identifying it as what it is. And then sharing with him those who hold that view. We was having this discussion one time, and he said, we don't live in the hood. And I said, we do. He said, we don't. And I said to him, you will never see black people standing on the corner of convenience stores in River Oaks.
Never.
You don't see it because it's not allowed.
Yeah.
You don't see it in gated communities because it's not allowed. When a community turns hood, you're going to see it. Now, that doesn't mean it's diminished. It doesn't mean I'm demoralized. It doesn't mean I'm less than.
No.
It just means the hood has moved in. And remember, you know, certain parts of town were suburbs until the hood consciousness moved in. And now those areas have gone down in value. You know it when you see it.
Yeah.
And so if we're going to be successful, we have to address the consciousness, because if you remove the consciousness and then put in Christ consciousness, it's going to bring self-restraint by its very nature, because the due battle with sin causes me to stop doing some things, where in thug consciousness I run past all the boundaries.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think time is far spent, and we need to get back to this. I no doubt in my mind this is resonating with the audience out there. It's resonating with me.
Yeah.
And so let's talk a little bit about the overall idea of returning the values, which is thematic in our work.
So as all of us know, the Apostle Paul talked to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3, and he lays it out. This is what the end day is going to look like. In verse 10, he says, you know my way of, you know my teachings, and you know my way of living. You know my purpose for life. Those three things: the things we teach in our home, the way we exhibit those teachings, and how it connects to the purpose we have in our homes. And you know all of that. So I know some of you have a purpose that all of your children are going to go to college. That's a purpose. And so that becomes a theme that you begin to plant in the minds of your children as you go all the way through until those college years are there, and then you actually see them attend college. But what we're now, what I want to drop is, it just takes one bad idea to kill that mindset.
Yeah.
It takes one person with a joint. It takes one girl on a boy who's headed right to take him away, and to cause his whole world to just flip, so that all he wants is her.
Yeah.
It doesn't take but one idea to steal what you're trying to put in them as wholesome.
Yeah.
So the whole concept of trying to install wholesome living to where people have peace with God, peace with people, and enjoy life to the full is what we're saying. And when we have that back in our culture, we're going to see more success from one family to another. That's what has to happen.
I like to tell the church quite frequently that a Christian has a right every waking moment of their life to peace, joy, and contentment.
Yeah.
You got a right to that. Listen, you're listening to Chat with Pack, the Chat with Pack radio broadcast, and we want to remind you that you can find more out about us, chatwithpack.org, chatwithpack.org. Go visit our website, learn more about us. You can call our offices if you're interested in the classes, interested in the things we're talking about, at 713-784-6055. This has been a great discussion. We're going to talk about this some more next week. Insight, and foresight. Talk more about this. And if it's resonating, tune in next week at 4 o'clock and call in. Tell us some of your experiences. Join our discussion. We'll be glad to have you. So until next week, we are Chat with Pac. We are Pac.
Changing lives.
Changing the inner city.
One family at a time.
Yeah.